Well, voters have been quick to deliver their verdict on Grant Robertson's fourth wellbeing budget. He's splashing the cash, including a record investment in health of $11.1 billion. Rosie Gordon's been finding out how taxpayers in different parts of the country are rating the big spend.
In a matter of months, around 2.1 million New Zealanders will be getting some extra cash. A payment of $350, available from August and doled out once a month for 3 months, is aimed at lightening the inflation load. But there's a catch. It's only for those earning less than $70,000 a year, and it doesn't include beneficiaries. These Wellingtonians who are eligible know exactly how they'll spend it.
That sounds pretty good. It benefit me quite a lot. Probably just go towards the rent because it's so expensive here, you know?
Rent's increased recently for me and everything's so expensive, especially like in Wellington. Anything really would be helpful.
While inflation's hitting everyone, those missing out aren't too upset about it.
No, not for me. I'm over 70. I earn more than 70 grand. But for people that earn less, that's good. They don't have access to power subsidy, do they? So maybe a bit helps, I think, at the moment with the inflation.
I suppose it all helps, but I mean, for someone like me, to be honest, because my husband earns quite good money, I don't really need it.
I mean, I'm all for supporting people on the middle to lower incomes, but I'm not sure about what value that adds.
I think the eligibility should be for people who need it most.
But some, like this woman in Hastings, are not happy.
That's slightly unfair. How about the rest of us medium income earning families? We're kind of left out there.
The government's cost of living sweetener has a price tag of $814 million, funded out of the COVID-19 war chest, which is now being wound up. These Wellingtonians would have liked the government to take up National's plan to shift tax brackets instead.
No, I'm not eligible for it, so that's fine. I mean, look, I think that the question needs to be, are we helping people that need help? I think that what they should have done is move the tax threshold, so give us back some of our own money.
Look, I think it's going to be something that's going to be really helpful for people who need it. Obviously, it's quite sort of short term. Personally, I was sort of hoping they'll look at something around the lower income tax brackets, making the first sort of $5,000 tax free is kind of like a longer term sort of benefit for people in that area.
This pensioner misses out too because she gets the winter energy payment, but she's not complaining.
That's okay, one or the other. Fine by me. We get one, so you know, we get help with that, so that's more, that's fine.
But this Dunedin voter is not impressed.
$350, that's nothing, really. What's that going to do, pay your power bill for a month?
$191 million is going to Pharmac over 2 years. These Dunedinites are hoping the drug buying agency will prioritise new cancer treatments.
I guess it depends what they're spending on. Are they spending it on funding cancer drugs that are not normally funded? That would be a good place to put it.
I hear those stories that Australia has a lot more drugs than we have that are available to people, and it sort of breaks your heart, doesn't it, when you hear those things, that people can't get the drugs that they need, so hopefully that'll help some people.
The government is also extending its half-price public transport for 2 more months. That's going down well in the capital.
I think that's great, eh? Like, the less people in cars and more sharing public transport, it all works.
Because that sort of helps people save money and helps with some of the climate goals, so I think that's really cool.
It's a different story in the regions. This man in Havelock North says there's no point to the half-price public transport in Hawke's Bay.
Who uses public transport? All the buses you see going around, there's no one on them. So, I mean, it's different if the buses were full and giving it half price. I don't think that is encouraging people to use public transport.
Okay.
I don't think it's enough carrot.
The government is also extending the discount on petrol and road user charges for 2 months.
At the end of the day, you probably just need to adjust your spending habits because of, you know, they can't extend it forever, can they?
Yeah, I guess it's good for a couple of months, but then what happens after a couple of months?
The fuel tax should be wiped completely, or a significant amount of it. The money we pay for fuel in New Zealand is ridiculous.
Grant Robertson has one more budget to roll out before voters get to deliver their verdict for real at next year's election.